Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Janice Cecil.
We'll call this regular board meeting of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency Board of Directors to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Steve Jones. Jose Trevino. Joan Devaney.
Here.
Janice Cecil.
Here.
Anna McKinney.
Present.
Great. Thank you. Were there any additions or deletions to today's agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would like to add an item, the action item 10.4. I have an executive memo. I sent it this morning. It was not done before I sent the board packet. So that's an action item for asking for some increase for the staff.
Is there any objection to the discussion of that item and its addition to the agenda by any member of the board?
John, I didn't hear that.
Excuse me, Dr. Jones, I couldn't hear what you said.
I said I did not hear what Dr. Tahat was saying.
Oh, I didn't.
Could you move the microphone closer to your, where you're sitting? There we go.
Yeah. Dr. Jones, what I said, basically, there is an addition to the agenda under action items 8.4. I sent the executive memo and the resolution this afternoon, or this morning actually, to all board members asking for some increase for the staff members.
So the question, Dr. Jones and others, is just, was there any objection to that, to the addition of that item to the agenda for discussion today?
For discussion?
No.
No objection.
Okay. Hearing no objection to its being discussed, the agenda is amended, and we are ready to move into public comments. As a reminder to members of the public, we will also be having a budget hearing immediately after public comments. So if your comments are on the budget, please hold those for the public hearing on the budget. If there are any comments at this time on other matters relevant to the business of the board, you may now make those. We ask that you state your name and the item you wish to address for the record. And do ask that on this subject you limit your comments to 3 minutes. Are there any public comments at this time? Please step towards the microphone and identify yourself.
My name is Jean Mendoza. I'm from White Swan. And I would just like to comment on the search for the APCO. Several months, we asked to have a member of the community from the Lower Valley join the search and screening committee, and that request was sidestepped. So today, the board, three members of the board, interviewed candidates for that position. There was nobody on the interview committee from the Lower Valley. The interviews were done in secret, and I would like to state for the record that I think this is a very poor process. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Any other public comments at this time? Any other public comments? Hearing no other public comments, the next item on the agenda is a public hearing on the fiscal year 2022 budget. We are now going to suspend the regular board meeting and go into a public budget hearing. This time, if any member of the public wishes to offer testimony on the budget, which was posted for comment, we will now take those. Excuse me. And I see that the agenda says 2022, but the description is 2023 budget. I think technically it is the 2022 through 2023 budget. And I think we normally refer to it as the 2023 budget since it ends in that year.
My apologies.
But despite the confusion on a fiscal year which does not directly overlap with calendar years, I think the feds and state are used to that as well, we are now accepting comment on the posted budget. Does any member of the public wish to offer comment on the budget as proposed by staff at this time? Please rise and come towards the microphone and identify yourself with your comments.
Jean Mendoza from White Swan. I'd like to state for the record that the public has not been provided with sufficient information to provide comments on this budget. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Are there any other public comments on the budget or testimony on the budget at this time? Is there any other public comment? Last call for testimony on the proposed budget. Hearing none, the budget hearing is closed, and we'll move back into the regular board meeting. Moving on to the consent agenda, next items are on the consent agenda are approving the May 12, 2022 budget meeting summary, and also the 2022 monthly activity report. Everyone was sent those items, and hopefully you've had a chance to review them. Were there any questions or comments? And if there were none, I would entertain a motion to approve either the entire consent agenda or each item separately.
Commissioner McKinney, I motion to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner McKinney to approve the consent agenda. Is there a second?
I second it. This is Jen.
Yeah. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Or any abstentions? Hearing none, the motion is approved. Thank you very much. Moving into the regular agenda, Executive Director's Report, Dr. Tahat.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, board members, public, good afternoon. Just a note, I think, Mr. Chairman, I noticed that the mayor is probably she called in.
Yes.
If she's,
yes.
The first item on my agenda is a staff update. I would like to, our agency was able to hire two employees. They started in June 6th, and I invited them today to join us. I have the two gentlemen here. To my far right is Devin Dillon.
Hello.
And Mr. Martin Milo. So I believe we are fortunate to have them, and they accepted the position at such a very high demand for labor. So I thank them, and I believe they will be an asset to this agency.
Right. Could you, for the education of the board and the public, could you restate what their duties are and what issues they're going to be covering for the agency?
Mr. Dillon, he is a newly graduate. He's an engineer. He's a mechanical engineer. He will be taking most of the monitoring. He will be the main guy for the monitoring, and they started already the training, our monitors. That would be part of his main, or part of his job, and eventually, and gradually, I would like him also to come into the permitting process. So he has that background. I think that would be a very good, excellent fitting for him. As I mentioned that in several locations, our agency really never had the luxury to have specialized in one thing, and that's all that we do. We do several jobs, or we wear several hats. And Mr. Martin, you know, here he is going to be the compliance, mainly on the compliance part. He will be also, we are training complaint response, industrial inspections, asbestos. We will be sending them also for training. And when part of my reports for the air monitoring also, that is, I have been talking to Department of Ecology. I will report further on that, on the items. We will be sending them by the end of this month. By the way, they are being trained by Dustin right now. So he's training them on those monitors hand-on. At the end of this month, we will send them to the lab in Olympia. So they will have some experience with the laboratory there. And I believe we will take back the monitoring less than 3 months as we agreed with the Department of Ecology. I have a strong faith, as gentlemen. So that's what they will be doing.
Great. Thank you. Welcome to both of you. We're happy to have you on staff.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for your commitment to serve.
Thank you. My second item on the is the proposed heavy duty trucks rules. I know several board members and public are really interested with this topic, and I have attached, there is an attachment on the letter which was sent by the NACA, the National Association of Clean Air Agencies. It's on page 16. It's a very lengthy comment, but this rules, if ever it will take effect, it's the airlists can take effect in 2027, and that's really at the manufacturer level. Despite of the NACA shift, they really represent almost, it's a nonprofit association for air pollution control agencies. They represent almost 40 states, including 115 local air agencies. The District of Columbia, their views expressed in their letter do not really represent the position of every state and local air pollution control agency in the country. That is their view. However, I spoke also with their director this morning too. I just want to make sure that it's not going to affect any truck which is right now in operation in the road. So this is only for brand new model year 2027. And one of the reasoning, a lot of support, that it's going to make a lot of American job, because we do import some motors from other countries. So if we have that standards within the United States, that will basically make manufacturing and a lot of jobs within for the American people. So that's what another thought about it. The science is there. They can do it at the manufacturer level, but this is still a proposal. That's what I wanted to add to this item. For the proposed, then my third bullet is the proposed fiscal year 2023. I do apologize in the was 2022, but that is proposed, is not the draft fiscal 2023. We have gone through the public comments for 1 month. We also had the ad for the public hearing. We did receive some comments from friends of Savage Creek. I did attach and answer all their questions at page 33 of 54. So I believe that I answered each and every question they asked. I did conclude at the based on the their questions and answers, that would not have changed any number in the proposed budget. One question she, friends of Tabashi Creek, asked about the monitoring in particular, the 21,050 income for PM2.5. If we are not doing the PM2.5 monitoring, should we take that out from the budget? And that also will decrease eventually the salaries. Indeed, that would have been the case. However, we are still, we always build our billable hours to the Department of Ecology on a quarterly basis. So we really don't get the money ahead of the time we do the work. So we did the work until June 1st or July 30th, I mean May 31st. So we still have to send that bill to the Department of Ecology. I believe the agreement right now, I have been in discussion with a lot of people at the Department of Ecology. They say it's about 3 months and it's going to be prorated. So whatever the proration for those money, and then that's what they will take out from that. And if you notice also in the proposed budget, it is projected for fiscal year 2022. So projected until June 30th. So that is what we could really project as close as we could. So that's really not a final. So June did not finish. Eventually, we are going to come back. I say we is the Yakima Regional Cleaning Agency is going to come back with basically the final and a revised number. It should not really deviate too much from those numbers, I believe, but if we have those numbers by the end of June, we could take what's the cost for 3 months. In addition, I would like to add the discussion was even with the state grant money that's in the budget, EBA quarter grant and DOE quarter grant. So in the Clean Air Act, we have two grants. One is called the Grant 103, that is the monitoring part, and we have Grant 105, that's the main, which is about for DOE, $76,800. So they will take also part of that because it's not going to be much. My discussion with the Department of Ecology, all in all, for 3 months may cost us about $8,000. So it's not just only the PM 2.5, because that's part of the core grant, too. So I just wanted to add that to the discussion. So once we have those final, and we will bring back a final numbers, we will amend this budget and revise. We will revise that. That was a question that I thought I need to explain it further because of there was a number in particular, whether that should really revise the budget or not. I think that's my answer, and I'm willing to answer any questions that anybody has. Or would like to add eventually any questions to this budget, we will answer their questions. We will answer that. So the budget, basically, as I discussed it in the last meeting, it is, I hear the comment is, to be precise, not sufficient information about the budget. I do respect that opinion, but my understanding of budgets, it's made of revenue and expense. That is what budget is all about. Those high-polluting figures and graph and et cetera, all those numbers really come from these figures. So the revenue is clear. It's based on the revenue and the expenses for each and every programs we have. So I believe the information in these 5 pages, I have seen some budget for some agencies only 1 page. So I believe the information is really sufficient. There is nothing hidden, nothing we're trying to hide or to that effect. So I believe it is solid budget, and I would say it's a black budget, so it's not in the red, I believe. So the revenue is basically based on the base operation. The base operation, if I go through it just one more time, the revenue is on the base operation, which is the permit fees, the permits, and the compliance fees. The base grant, which is EPA and the state, then we have the fines, we have the supplemental budget, which some people, they call it local assessment, but that's the wrong name. It's called supplemental budget, which we have not changed. It's still 40 cents per capita. 40 cents, not $40. I need to make sure that. For the grant is also coming from the wood stove as revenue, the BN 2.5, which is the 21,050, and the wood stove change out. And then we have the enterprise operation. We have also a revenue for this. The expenses is the base from the base, the wood stove, the BN 2.5, the wood stove change out, and the enterprise. Those are the salaries are taken. Some people are working under any of those programs, so we take part of that salaries and the benefits, and that's why you have to add them eventually in order to get into the final number. So if you look at the salaries in the permit fees, or as that's not all staff. So some staff working in that those different programs. I don't know. I believe it's the time I had. I think this is a solid budget and in the black, and it can be understood by a lot of people, by everybody. Depending on the expenses, there is nothing more. That is my bullet for the proposed fiscal year 2023. The wood stove change out.
Before we move on, were there any questions about that portion of the Dr. Hoff's report on the budget?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing none, please continue. I'm sorry. Just not able to make eye contact with board members. I want to make sure that we don't lose track of things.
Absolutely.
Please continue.
For the wood stove change out, for the month of May, we changed 6 wood stoves, total of 21,242, including 5 bounties. 2 of the 6 are change out and 4 of which rebates. For the engineering and compliance, we registered 20 resources for the month of May. We processed 13 notification of demolition and renovation. We did the agricultural bare allocation or the dispersion on a daily basis. We issued 3 dust control plans. We issued 6 agricultural burn permits, and we investigated 4 complaints. The table shows those complaints, and we issued 1 NOV. I do apologize for, I said we issued 4 NOVs. There was, that was one. There was no NOV. We issued an NOV, so it is the NOV 4 or the NOV 1, both of them, 1-1, NOV then followed by an NOV. I do apologize for that. For them, any questions, subjects, if you have any questions, I'm moving on. For the air monitoring, again, the graphs, I will touch on the graphs first. The graphs are pretty excellent graphs. We don't have any exceedance, whether the BN 2.5, BN 10, or the annual. So for the air monitoring part is, as everybody knows, Dustin used to be our main guy. We had 2 people, one Kelsey Sheelift, then followed by Dustin. We were left with nobody doing the monitoring as of May 31st. So I was able to talk to the Department of Ecology. We came into an agreement with the Department of Ecology. They will help us if it is really on a short term. That was the idea. If it is on a short term, then let's work together and be able to resolve this issue. I was upfront with them. I said, we have an ad. We are trying to hire as soon as possible. Once we hire somebody, we'll start training them as soon as possible. We are not relinquishing our responsibility for the air permitting bar. That is not what I have said or anybody in this agency has said. If anybody has said we relinquish our responsibility, I would like to know who was that person. We are not relinquishing our responsibility. So based on that discussion, and we are fortunate to have these 2 gentlemen here, and they start training. Dustin was very helpful, and his supervisor, I spoke with his supervisor, I spoke with the air program manager, I spoke with the lab, They were all very helpful, and they have done really a great job. They said, whatever you want, us, and we will help you. So hopefully, within less than 3 months, we'll take back those air money. So I just want to reiterate that we are not relinquishing our responsibility. And Department of Ecology, this all those sites, that's we call it the SLAM network, it's really a state network. Those monitors for the state. So even if we, for one reason or another, like what we had, Dustin and Kelsey, left the work for ecology, and Department of Ecology will step in to get to make sure that those monitors will be working, because that's very crucial to our area. So that is
Chairman Devaney, Commissioner yes. McKinney here. I just wanted to, if I could, add comment.
Yes. Yes, please.
On that topic that Dr. Jahat just touched on, there is a significant number across all agencies and private sectors that are experiencing vacancies, and everywhere that we can see it, people are leaning in to help each other. And oftentimes, as just was described, agencies are hiring from other agencies and organizations. These are very technical jobs. And we are experiencing this within the county, where we have planners with very limited experience being hired away by larger agencies, both state and federal. So I commend Dr. Jahat and the staff for everyone pitching in, and again, grateful for the new staff, but this is something that everyone is experiencing as an employer.
Thank you for those comments.
Thank you, Commissioner. I think that should conclude my report.
Were there any questions for Dr. Jahat on any of the items in his report?
No, I have none.
I have no questions, but I would like to comment again. Thank you for including the wood stove changeout results and what was the other one? Oh, the engineering and compliance, the numbers on new source reviews, et cetera. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I really appreciate that.
Great. Thank you. Action items scheduled for discussion today include approval of the 2023 budget by resolution, fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers, and the added item, which is a memo from Director Jahat proposing a further staff salary adjustment. Some of us have not had a chance to fully review that that additional item. So I'd like to suggest taking those items slightly out of order and beginning with Dr. Jahat's memo on staff, since that may have an impact on the budget discussion.
Sure. So the executive memo which I sent out this morning, basically, what we are proposing, or what the staff is proposing, is 5% annual increase from July 1st, 22, to December 31st of 22. So, as we discussed, really, and thank you, Commissioner, by adding the truth of the matter, we lost 3 people from our agency. That's almost 30% of our staff. Almost everybody was doing their double duties, and which I really appreciate a lot. I appreciate those 2 gentlemen taking that responsibility with the minimum pay, and we lost 2 of our, one of them was, I believe, he worked for this agency for 15 years. So for the past 6 years, we had an increase of only 6%. We didn't have more than 6% for the past 6 years. Indeed, there would be an increase in this budget. However, that is forward. It's not really backward. In reality, for the 6 years, we had, the belief is that we had 2% increase every year. That is not true. We had 6% for 6 years. That means 1% every year. And when we look at the medical, as well as Illinois paid family medical leave, all those deductions from paychecks, they start really to cut deep through those through the employee's paycheck, and it really starts to hurt. It's hurting employees. So the thinking is with at this point in time is to follow the footsteps of the county, the Department of Health, other agencies. And we looked at the budget. We lost the three people. We have saved a lot of money by them leaving. So the savings from what the people, they left this agency, I believe we can pay 5% for 6 months. If you want to call it incentive to increase the retention, to make the employee feel that they are appreciated, and that is the reasoning behind. I believe that after we did look at the numbers, I'm an engineer, so 6% increase for the past 6 years, that is what is on the book. In reality, it turned out to be between 4.9% to 5.2%. So, especially for people who have been here more than 6 years, so they got more cut due to medical increase, due to Illinois and other expenses. So, what I suggest or what I'm recommending here is to have that 5% annual as an incentive for 6 months to the current employee. That's my recommendation.
Okay. If I could ask a couple of clarifying questions before we go into further questions and discussion. If I understood you correctly, what you're suggesting is a 5% temporary increase over and above the 6% increase that is in the budget.
7.4% increase in the budget. Yes, sir.
Thank you for that clarification. Yes, and so that is in addition to the budgeted amount. Is this in lieu of or pending the review of our pay scales? We've contracted for the review of what the appropriate pay scale amount is, you know, and a review of our pay policies. Are you suggesting this is a retention bonus in till the interim while we do that review?
It's true.
Okay. And do we have the timeline for the completion of that review?
The completion, I spoke with the consulting firm, and thank you very much for the human resources. I should have started that at the beginning. That the human resources were really very, very helpful. Without your help, we could not have done that. So I spoke with them, and we signed the contract, and I believe they cannot start before July 1st. But she kind of promised, not really 100% promise, but about 2 to 3 months she would be done with that. They would be done with that. So it might take probably until the end of August, September, so about 3 months.
Okay. So are there other questions from members of the board about the proposal?
My question is, how does it affect the budget that we're going to vote on today? This is going to end up being part of that budget.
That was my question also.
Thank you. It's as far as the budget or the savings from which is the numbers in the budget, we have the money to cover this. How is it going to affect it? We will revise the budget eventually once we have numbers from the Department of Ecology, and we usually bring back the budget by July or September or August. So we will bring it back with the revised numbers. But do we have the money to cover that? The answer is yes.
Dr. Hott, perhaps I can ask a clarifying question that would help. The proposed budget includes positions that are in the budget that are not filled, correct?
That is correct.
And so what you're stating is that this is a temporary increase through the end of this year, but those funds, the reason why this would be, I'm going to use the word absorbed, is because there are have been positions that have been vacant and will likely continue to be vacant, hopefully not for too long, but will obviously take time to fill.
That is very true. And the first employee who left, basically, they left on October. From October to June, we looked at that, what the savings. For the other position from November 15 to June 22, third position for June. Those are the money which we have basically as the savings from those vacancies. But the budget includes 10 people, including an executive director. That is true.
Any other questions?
I'm still not clear whether or not this is inside or outside the budget process that we're going to try to pass today.
At this point in time, it would be outside the budget.
So can we do that?
We would be authorizing spending above the budgeted amount, knowing that with the vacancy and the carryover, we have the both cash balance and the anticipated unspent salary money to cover that expense, is how I understand Dr. Dahat's explanation.
That's true. But the questions from staff were, can we follow footsteps of the county or the Department of Health? Why can't we do that? It was a little bit after that. We did not include that in the draft and the proposed budget. That is.
So I will lead off general discussion now if there's no more clarifying questions, or at least not at this moment. I think that rewarding employees with an incentive to retention at a time when we've had high turnover and to recognize the need for patience while we work through our salary review process over the next few months, it would be important. I think it's difficult to calculate the exact amount, and I personally would be more comfortable stating our intention to do a retention bonus some months hence when we know exactly what our budget looks like and how much savings we actually realize depending on the timeline for filling positions. It's more convenient, I know, for employees to see it monthly, but we have responsibility to not overspend the tax revenue that we collect. And personally, I would be more comfortable deferring action for a few months and letting the employees know that it might be our intent to do so, and then taking action on a specific amount in the next few months when we know exactly how much additional budget capacity we have in the approved budget. But that's a personal preference, and I think the issue is important enough that it deserves a lot more discussion than just my own opinion. So I would turn it back to other members of the board to express your views.
Yes, I do absolutely agree with what you just said. I think that's a great way to do it. That way there's something that the employees will be able to look forward to, but also that we will be able to make sure that we don't go over our, you know, that we use our budget wisely.
Thank you, Mayor.
I agree. Procedural issues, I think we need to do a little bit better procedure than just this blanket 5%.
I will offer comment that this is something similar that the county has done in recognizing the retention issues and increased inflation. And subsequently, we know that we have a pay study and reclassification ongoing. Might I suggest it would be helpful for the remainder of the board if perhaps at the next meeting the 5% was actually maybe identified with more specificity, as well as identifying what the cost savings have been thus far in this fiscal budget. As noted, we have not had an executive director, which is, I believe, one of, if not the highest paying job position. And so I think it would be maybe perhaps reassuring to note that we were not potentially overspending if we were to see those contrasted.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. You're absolutely right. Your comments are, Chairman, the same thing. All your comments are accurate. I did not come up with those numbers, to be honest with you, without looking at the numbers. The total saving is about $101,000, and what it's going to cost, about $24,945.
If I could interject, that savings is through what period?
Through June.
So from the current budget. Okay.
Yes.
And the amount that you quoted, 24,000, is for the July 1st through December?
Yes.
Okay, for the first 6 months of the next fiscal year. Yes. For staff currently on board?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So do we have a recommendation?
And Dr. Tahat, this is...
Sorry, go ahead. Commissioner, go ahead.
I apologize for the over the phone, not knowing that you were about to speak, Chairman. And noting that this would be for employees who are currently already employed.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Just want to make sure that we make that clear.
Yes.
So there is a recommendation from staff, a draft resolution that's been presented that would do the 5% for the staff currently on board through the first 6 months of the year, of the coming fiscal year. We had discussion around whether we're comfortable doing that immediately, knowing that the money is likely there given the already realized savings, and that we would need to then amend the actual budget numbers to reflect that action taken if we chose to do so. We had also had discussion about waiting to see how much savings we realize as these positions are still to be filled. We still have positions that have not yet been filled, so we may realize additional savings. The question then is, do we wish to move forward with this resolution or put the discussion of a retention bonus for staff on the agenda for a future meeting or take no action at all? Is there a recommendation or a motion from any member of the board at this time?
I actually would like to make a motion in favor of adopting the resolution due to the cost savings that have already been identified as gained and the costs that have been articulated as being associated with making this temporary increase.
Thank you. It's been moved to adopt the resolution as presented by staff. I don't recall the resolution number. I should have it. 2022-05. Is there a second?
Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, I will second that.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner McKinney and seconded by Mayor DCO. Is there any further discussion on the motion?
I personally would still like to see a little bit more detail.
Okay. Do you have a specific question that you'd like to see answered?
Yeah, I would like in print the savings exact and the amount of money we're going to spend here in the next couple seconds.
I think that Dr. Tahat had the numbers that would be the amount to be spent, and the savings through the end of June, knowing that that's the minimum amount and there will be more in the coming budget. Could you restate those numbers, Dr. Tahat?
For three employees, we had total savings of $101,057. The 5% increase will cost $24,994.49.
So we would be spending approximately one quarter of the amount already saved.
Yes.
Okay. There has been a motion. Are there any further questions or discussion?
This is Dr. Jones again. I would like to amend this resolution to include those numbers.
Okay.
That is a friendly amendment. Commissioner McKinney accepts the friendly amendment.
I would suggest that we add that those numbers as an additional whereas line for factual background, just as described in Dr. DeHaas' notes. I cannot restate it verbatim, but I think we just heard what he said. It's in his notes. It can be placed for that amendment into the resolution. Is there any objection to the motion?
No.
Hearing none, I will accept that motion by unanimous consent. We'll now move on to further discussion on the amended resolution. Is there any further discussion on the amended resolution? Hearing none, I will call for the question. All in favor of approving resolution 2022-05, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed or any abstentions? Didn't think so. I thought I heard all the ayes that were available. The motion is approved. Thank you. Or the resolution is approved. Pardon me. So going back then to item 8.1, the actual 2022-2023 budget, we've heard the presentation of the public comments. Is there any further discussion on the proposed budget? If not, then the staff has presented in draft form resolution 2022-03, adopting the budget as proposed. Is there a motion to approve resolution 2022-03?
Commissioner McKinney, so moved.
Been moved. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the budget resolution? Hearing none, all in favor of resolution 2022-03, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed or any abstentions? Hearing none, the motion is approved, or the resolution is approved. That's the second time I did that. Resolution 2022-03 is approved. Next item, 2022-04. Dr. Hawk, could you restate the nature of that resolution relating to the budget?
The nature of this resolution to the budget is the total budget is $1.7 million, and the summary is for the staff salary supplies and the services. For Resolution 2022-04 is the supplemental budget, which is some refers to it as the local assessment. That is really being approved during the budget. It has not been changed for so many years. It's just only 40 cents per capita. We send them the bill on January of every year. So I would like an approval for this. The number did not change. So it's I would like to have an approval so we can send the bills on January. Does not affect really the budget or the number.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Dr. Tahat? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve resolution 2022-04, restating our assessment schedule.
I move.
Commissioner McKinney, second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Not all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is approved. Resolution is approved. My goodness, I'll get this right at some point. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're doing great, Chairman.
Item 8.3, fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for May. Bellin, do you have, or was Dr. DeHaas summarizing them? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay. I think it's, we jumped, but that's okay. Go ahead, give the numbers, yeah.
Okay. During May, we had $65,659.56 in accounts payable fiscal vouchers. Out of that amount was still change out expenses, $37,742.04, and our payroll was $42,437.62. And I need board approval on that.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to approve the fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for May? Is there a motion to approve those?
Commissioner McKinney,
I approve.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed or abstentions? Motion is approved. Thank you. And I did notice the confusion among staff because I had been responsible and had printed double-sided and forgot to turn my page, so missed one of the resolutions relating to the budget. Resolution 2022-02, which reappoints Dr. Tahat as primary auditing and investment officer. Actually, I suppose makes the appointment since he was in an acting capacity for now, and appointing Krista Owen as the alternate auditing and investing officer that is related to the budget and is primarily procedural. Were there any questions on that draft resolution? If not, is there a motion to approve resolution 2022-02?
I move we approve that resolution. Yep, so moved.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution is approved. See, I told you I could get it right. All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for your patience. That was a lot of voting, more than we typically do in one of our board meetings. That does, unless I've missed something, conclude the action items on relating to the budget and finances. Moving on to other business, an update on the search process for the air pollution control officer and executive director. We have guests today, Jackie Lindsay and Mei-Ling Chin from Yakima County Human Resources. We're here for the special meeting this morning in which board members interviewed candidates and discussed their qualifications for the vacant position. Ladies, would you like to give a short update on the process thus far?
Certainly. So today we spoke with four candidates for the position.
Thank you.
Today we spoke to four candidates for the position. The job announcement was posted as open until filled. So what that means is that while we on a daily or weekly basis collect applications that are coming in, we can still, when we feel that we have a good pool to begin the interviews, we can do so. And that's what happened today. So the position has been posted for, I would say, about 2 months or so. And so we felt we had a good enough pool from those that were screened, and they were screened by our human resources office at the county. And we put forth, I think, around 10 or 11 screened, and we interviewed today four of those so far. The potential is that we will have a second round in which we would further screen through the ones that were interviewed today and bring back even a smaller group for a second round of interview. When that will happen should be fairly shortly, within maybe a few weeks or so, if we can get a good date in place for everyone, or I'm not even sure at this point how who the audience will be for the second round. But that's where we are. So we still continue to collect applications. And if a qualified applicant comes through, we will still push them through to an interview and can still also push them through to a second round if they happen to pass the parts of getting to a second round, until such time where the board is satisfied that we have a fully vetted and fully qualified candidate to make a selection and end the recruitment.
Any questions for Jackie or Mei-Ling Chin?
Just a clarification of my question. For the benefits my benefit and everybody's benefit, that the human resources basically, according to the contract, which I understand, the human resources did all the screening that they did, and this agency was nothing.
Correct. The Yakima County Human Resources Department posts the position, accepts all the applications, screens the applicants, and forwards to the board for review only those applicants who have met the criteria for meeting the criteria for the entry for the job. And where the board comes in is making the selection as to who actually gets an interview. But even where that's concerned, there are qualifying data points as to who gets an interview. So we don't see everyone that was pushed through to the board. So, for instance, as I mentioned, 10 or 11 was pushed through to the board, but only 4 were interviewed because we had a cutoff in terms of the point factors that we had assessed with the applicant.
So the board discussed the candidates in general terms and their specific qualifications, but any discussion of next steps must be done in an open public meeting, which is why this is on the agenda now. Board members, I would start by saying I thought we had several very good candidates this morning to interview. I think I even said it this morning. We did not find the Mary Poppins practically perfect in every way candidate. It's always a balancing of different people's strengths. There was a lot of good public management skills, some advocacy skills, but there was not someone that ticked every single box, and yet I think that we had some very strong candidates that we're able to look at. So the question for the board is, are there any candidates that we would like to move forward to a second round of a public presentation and public interview process at a forum that we've discussed previously is likely to be in the Lower Valley? Where the general public could hear more about these candidates and give us input prior to any action on either offering a position to someone or continuing the search.
This is Commissioner McKinney, Chairman. I feel like I have two candidates that I would like to hear from again and have that public participation. And I'm also in favor of having that position, though, remain open, as Ms. Lindsay just acknowledged, it would remain open till filled. But I would like to see two candidates move forward for another interview. That would be Mr. Adam Yost and Mr. Mark Thornsbury.
Thank you. Did you want to say anything about those particular candidates and the reasoning, or did you just want to leave it at that for now?
I'm happy to offer a brief comment. To echo your sentiments, I felt like the four candidates all had equally some inspiring things to say and motivations and skill sets. I found the candidates that I mentioned I'd like to move forward having more depth and breadth of experience in large-scale management skills, things that would give them a deeper bench of experience to pull from to manage the important aspects of this agency.
Thank you. Dr. Jones, did you have anything that you'd like to add?
I would concur with the commissioner's comments. They've had two very good candidates, and I'd like to see them move forward as well.
Thank you. I know that Mayor Decio, you were not able to join us this morning for a couple of conflicts and a health reason, I believe. Did you? But you did receive copies of their resumes, I believe, by email. Did you have any feedback or comments?
I don't at this time, but I do think that we should continue to do some searching for a candidate.
So keep it open, but would you support moving forward with initial second round interviews of those candidates?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't formed as a motion, but I think I heard you could call it a motion in a second from Commissioner McKinney Dr. Jones, since they were recommending the same two candidates to move forward for the second round interview. Is there any objection to that course of action?
No.
Hearing none. Let's discuss timing. I believe that we have staff, additional staff travel in July. And, you know, Dr. Tahat, were you were going to be out of the country, I believe, for
yes,
that?
That's what I would like to ask. If we would not have a board meeting in July, I would really appreciate it. Because we can't really have just one attending, so I suggest not to have a board meeting during July.
Okay. Is the organization of a public meeting at which we would hear from these two candidates and hear public comments about them be something that the rest of the staff and the County Human Resources staff could assist us with, or would we need to defer scheduling that interview until Dr. Tahat's return to the country? Knowing that we're short-staffed, I don't want to impose too much additional work on the staff with organizing a public meeting, if that's going to be a challenge for them. I don't know if anyone has any volunteering information on that. Dr. Tahat, could you remind me when you were planning to leave on your travel?
I'm planning to leave around the second week of July, and about 2 weeks, then I'll be back.
Okay. Do you think that trying to schedule this by the end of June, before the 4th of July holiday, is feasible, knowing your experience in scheduling candidates, Ms. Lindsay?
I think we have enough time, but I don't know from a public notice perspective.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Public notice requirements on a special meeting are how many days in advance do we call? I don't remember the
I think it's 10.
10 days? Okay. And maybe we could just try to do the meeting at the regularly scheduled July meeting time for the board members' scheduling purposes. If the only business were hearing from the candidates, hearing the presentation and hearing the public comments on those candidates. Staff, do you think that you'd be able to help us with organizing a meeting if the only item that you would have to prepare were scheduling candidate interviews and helping us with a location and public notice? Okay, I'm seeing nods from staff. So then we would not do a regular board meeting during the month of July, but we would do a special meeting in the Lower Valley at the same time, or at least on the same date. I think the same time makes sense for our public official board members who have any calendar conflicts and probably have held the time of the next board meeting open on their calendars for now.
I'm very much in favor of that plan forward.
Okay.
Me too. I'm looking at July, the second week of Thursday is the 14th. That's why it would be too late. What you suggested is complete access.
Okay, so Bastille Day, July 14th. All right, thank you. If there's no objection to that course of action, I don't know that it requires a motion. I think it was clear that what the consensus of the board was, and we can move forward with scheduling those two candidates for the 14th. We'll need to arrange a specific location. I'm presuming that they will want to appear in person, but we may need to make sure that the whatever location has the audiovisual facilities if a candidate has to appear virtually for some reason. Also, as we know, some people will be COVID exposed and can have sudden scheduling and appearance changes. So I think having a location that has that opportunity. I believe that previously Mayor Trevino had offered help in finding a location. He was not able to be here today, but we might contact him for a good Lower Valley location. Okay. Thank you. Is there any other business at this time?
There are none. The July board meeting.
Yes.
Meeting.
Did you need that in a formal motion? We discussed doing the special meeting, and I think that that was clear.
Yeah.
Did we need a formal motion to say that we will not meet on July 14th with a regular meeting?
I think.
Okay. Is there a motion to summarize the scheduling and meeting changes that we've just described?
I'll make a motion that we do not have a regularly scheduled board meeting in July, but in lieu of, at the same pre-scheduled date and time, we have a special meeting for the interview candidates.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there a second?
Yes, I will second that.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or any abstentions? Motion is approved. Thank you. Any final business? Any other business?
None.
If not, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
All second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the week.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.